When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Shannon Burns in the same spot she's been in the last 10 times I've seen her.
Yeah, I just sit here, actually. I actually never leave.
She never leaves that room. I know exactly the room you're in as well. I've been in it.
I know, with us. I'm so glad that you're here.
So good to see you.
You too.
Hey, it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada, joined with the very talented, very handsome Niall Horan. How are you?
Ooh, thank you very much. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't want to start the interview off on a negative note. I don't want to start any beef, but...
You're gonna.
We haven't received any sort of Niall Horan candle to the iHeartRadio studio.
You're not listening enough.
Listen, yeah. Where is...
You're obviously not playing it enough. You're not listening enough.
Is that what it is?
Okay. I'm just passing off the blame to whoever I can.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. We did actually make our own candle to hold its place until you send one. It is made out of paper, so I don't know if we're gonna burn it.
By the way, that's impressive.
Pretty good, right? Producer Jess.
Who's your number? Very well done.
Yeah.
Well done. The woman of many talents.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, so we will wait for that candle. I'm gonna shift that blame back on you, but I do want to congratulate you on the song.
Congrats. Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. It's so catchy. It just like stays in your head.
Good. That's the aim when you go into a studio. You try and write the catchiest song you possibly can. I'm really happy with it. I think it's a great setup for the rest of the album. And yeah, it's very me. That's what it is. And it's just good to be back.
Yeah, I can imagine for sure. It's good to have you back. I know that you've explained that this song is kind of about like not conforming to social standards or like time periods and things like that. But what is it that made you want to make a song about that specifically?
I think I've always been one of those people that kind of laughed at all that kind of stuff. I've always just kind of gone, rolled with the punches. I've been one of those people just like, what you have in front of you is good enough. Stop trying to like look back or look forward too much. I've always been one of those carefree type people. So when you hear of meeting standards and hitting milestones, you know, in certain points in people's lives, it kind of just made me think it's relatable to me, and it's very relatable to a lot of people in terms of a concept. When you sit down to like, all right, what are we going to write about today? I just kind of feel like that's a good starting point.
Right. How do you feel in the way of like relating yourself to other people? Like I find personally, if I reach a certain level of success, I'm looking at everyone who's more successful than me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why aren't I like that? And I always want to go for it. Do you feel that way? Do you compare yourself to other people in that?
Not necessarily. No, I'm very competitive with myself. Okay. Across the board. That can be said about anything in my life. I just always like look back at what I've done and seeing if I can outdo it. I think having people that are really super successful above you is a good thing too. Like it spurs you on. If you didn't have them, you wouldn't have any fire in the belly.
Right.
So I think it's a good combination of being competitive with yourself and having those people to aspire to instead of being jealous of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And we know the title of the album is The Show. The rest of the album. Where did that title come from?
Yeah, the show was like the first thing that I wrote down. I tend to like stick with whatever the first thing I wrote down. Like the last album I wrote down, Heartbreak Weather, was the first thing I wrote down. Like day one notes was like, all right, where's our concept here? And I wrote that down. I just kind of see it as like a through line mm-hmm. for the rest of the record. And the same happened here. And the show like kind of sums it up. It's all a bit of a show. Like we're all on the show. I'm not saying it's like the Truman Show, but it's like there's ups and downs, there's things we control, things we can't, you know, and it just kind of felt like a good starting point, as I said. And something that I could wrap my head around when I was writing the album. And then when I see it on the album cover, it makes so much sense to me now.
Yeah.
Like it fits in nicely. It helped us with the creative, what we were going to shoot, like where we were going to shoot, the style of photography, the ideas you can have with that. Yeah, and I feel like even down to the creative, it's much better than previous years. And yeah, I'm glad we ended up sticking with the show.
Did the outcome of the album end up being what you went into it hoping that it would be or planning for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, it took a while to get there. I wrote the first song during the pandemic at home on the piano. And then I was just kind of went through a patch of writing crap, like we all do. You have to swim through the muddy water to get to the clear stuff sometimes. Yeah, it happens. You don't write great songs every day. It happens to everyone. But yeah, it took me a while to then shape what the next vibe was going to be in the album. And then once I got that, then I was away. Once I got three or four songs into definites on the album,
yeah,
I was like, right, what do I not have? You know, how do I attach this song in a full circle to the first one? Or so I think just even having the show was a big part of that. Like it made me write songs in that sort of sphere, a bigger thought process instead of the usual, like very specific scenario stuff that I usually like to write about. Yeah, it just all came from there, really.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you need to reinvent yourself with each new like Nile era?
I think the way I naturally write, it allows me to be myself in whatever particular moment I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you got the last time was, I wrote that last album when I was 25, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now 30 this year. So like that I'm writing from a 25-year-old's perspective.
Right.
I've moved on 4 or 5 years now, and it's getting into that kind of, I guess it's the album of a 30-year-old, really, isn't it? It's gotten a bolder, more mature sound to it, and the thoughts are bigger. The production sounds more mature across the board, even though I still have my baby voice. but yeah, it feels exactly what I wanted from it, and I'm already excited for the next one because now I know where I stand, even right. though this one's not even out. I've already started making playlists of influences and stuff like that, even for the next one, just because I have, when I make it is another story, but like I already have an idea of where I'd like it to sound, what I'd like to, you know, that kind of thing.
Do you have a clear influence from this album? Was there anyone that you were inspired by or like playlists you had for this one?
I guess there's a lot of 80s kind of vibes in this, and then there's kind of Chris Isaak was a big one here, Wicked Game and things like that. Kind of spookier ballads has been a big one. And what's been huge for me on this one, like a lot of my favorite artists of all time are all very vocal stacked, like harmony groups, like the Eagles and things like that. And I've always wanted to spend a lot of time on BVs. So I think what you'll hear on this album is me doing 10 part harmonies and things like that. Please just appreciate the harmonies, because it took me that long to do it, that if they don't go well, I'll be very upset. I spend a lot of time making the BVs a part of the production as well as the, you know, as much as the bass or the drums are. I tried to make the BV a big thing.
Yeah, you know how to get everyone excited. I can't wait. That's amazing.
Go on, Shannon.
Okay, so I know I'm friends with you at this point, right?
Yeah.
I'm also friends with Louis Capaldi. You are friends with Louis Capaldi. So, but I do know that you two have written music together, but have we heard any of the music that you two have written? Will we hear it? Where is it?
No, it's on our phones. yeah, there was one night we went for like a Chinese or an Indian or something like that, and then went into the studio, wrote a couple of songs, and they clearly weren't good enough because we would have heard them by now. one of them is actually decent, to be fair. It's just, if we're going to do something, you get one go at a collab, don't you, really? Yeah. So until we both absolutely adore it and spend more time in the studio, there's not much point releasing it, I don't think. You know, we have our friendship and that'll put us in studios down the line, I'd imagine. So at some point, I'd imagine we'd Well, yes. You know, not trying to create headlines here or anything, because I don't really, because I don't, I have the same answer as you. You don't know, and neither do I.
Right. Well, he did write a sick second verse for Heaven, so maybe we can get that as a remix or something.
No comment, Your Honor.
Okay, before we let you go, can we get one Niall Horan finger gun? Nice. Beautiful. A natural. Okay, we thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Of course.
Hopefully we're in person next time. That would be great.
Yeah. No, it's been too long since I've been in Canada, so it's time to come back now.
Yeah, definitely. Please. So much. Natural. Thanks, Niall. Always a pleasure. We love chatting with you.
Lovely.